apparently it's because others were still there, like we explained in the chart. Very good, right. The same Rebbe. But al ze unu sanchentes says lahaskis chosavos u'bishili vayikra rabba Rabbi Acha Omer le'olam chosavos kayemes u'le'olam unu maskir mosam v'chein u'olam ki'el rachum ha'ashem ha'kevel lo'yishkach es bitha v'sachat. Okay. So that's the last sheet. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds there's no more brisavos, there's no more schusavos. So Benatam holds schusavos is gone, brisavos still exists. But then there's a different sheet, the last sheet of the thesis, that holds no, that it's always there is, that it's always there. With tzaddikim it's there. Yeah, what does that mean? And then he quotes the Vayikra Rabba. Le'olam schusavos kayemes, le'olam ana maskir masam. Yeah, what does that mean? It means like this. You see? The question, of course, what the reading is stating seems to be openly contradicted. I mean, openly contradicted by the psukim from the, by the pasuk in Arato. That's clear. And also the Ramban's psukim from Yecheskel. I mean, Ramban's psukim from Yecheskel. Yeah, but I think what the Rebbe means like this. What are we in our present state? In our present state, there is no brisavos. There is no schosavos. Because in our present state, we've lost the influence. And also, we don't reflect the others anymore. We don't merit to reflect them. So those two things are gone. But the last shot in Tesis holds that it's true now. That is true. But it does not mean it can't be retrieved. If Klal Yisrael is chozer b'tshuva, so then they can once again bring back the chosavos and bring back the brisavos. You see, that's what I mean, tzaddikim shabbat. It means that's what the reshita is. The reshita is that in a chalami, right now in our present state, it's gone. But it does not mean that you can. It's irretrievable. You see, that's what it's quoted by Yitzchak Rabbi. And that's why it's lo'olam kayemes and lo'olam olam maskir moso. You see, kikel racham arashan lekechol lo'yishkach es b'tzalisachol. It means to say that if we judge our state now, there's nothing. There's no brisavos. We can't expect anything from any kind of good judgment based upon either one of those two premises, based upon the premise of brisavos or schusavos. But the Torah was set up in a way that things are retrievable. For instance, the Gemara says that they lost thousands of halachas in the Evlo Shomer Shorabim. Thousands of halachas were gone. They lost. Okay. And Yeshua ben Nun asked God to give it back. It is not possible. Eladvar, no more. Once it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, now you have to use your mind, and if you lose it, you forget it, it's lost forever. But the Gemara says, even so, Hechziru Asnil ben Kenaz mi Pulpula. Asnil ben Kenaz was a very deep thinker, and he brought back a lot of halachas just from his intelligence and his chachma and his analysis and his understanding. So things can be lost, but in Yahadus we maintain that there doesn't necessarily mean it's irretrievable. See, that's the last sheet of Tesis. The last sheet, again, it's in the last sheet of Tesis, the Rebbe, holds that it's true it's lost, but the fact is that the system is such that you can dig up these chosavos again. A chacham gadol can come into the picture and he can bring back the influence of the avos through the mesorah and through the system, and bring back the bris avos also. And that's the sheet of the Rebbe. That's why the Rebbe says that we're always maskir chus avos and bris avos. Okay, we'll stop it.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I just wanted to just call to your attention, maybe for another share, but Rashi on the pasuk in Shmos, ani avir kol tuvi al panecha.
Yeah.
So there, Rashi says. So Ani avir kol midas tu lefanecha, v'karasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha, l'lamedcha seid v'kashas rachamim, afen tichlas chosavas.
Okay, so, yeah, Rashi holds it was tichlas chosavas.
Right, no, I'm just saying that it's, Ramban has the idea of l'man shemo, Rashi has another, there is another approach after Thomas chosavas. That seems to be the yugimul midas. I mean, there's another...
Yeah, but... I'll just tell you this. If you want to know the Geula of Klal Yisroel, what it's contingent upon, there's two things, basically. And I don't think it's a machlokes. Ramban mentions one, and the Rambam mentions the other one. The Ramban mentions the idea of... He says the world wasn't created for nothingness, and if there's no Am Hashem, then the good is lost for the entire world. Because there's no way that people are going to figure it out themselves. You have thousands of years, they'll never figure it out. It must come from a source of chokhmah from the Torah. So that's what the Ramban says. So Am Hashem, you must have an Am Hashem in order for the good to exist in the world. But so that's one thing that we have. That's the one thing that we have that we can expect that we can expect the Geula from. But another thing is what the Ramban mentioned, which is tshuva. Because without tshuva, you can't bring it about. I mean, it's not possible. How are you going to, when you're going to say the Am Hashem, but without tshuva is nothing. So you must have tshuva. So those are the two elements that are responsible for the gula. It's not chosavos anymore, it's not brisavos, according to Ramban, according to Rashi. But what Rashi's talking about over there is tefillah. And tefillah and tshuva, I mean, are both tied together. I mean, you can't... Tefillah and tshuva are inseparable. It's not possible. Tefillah and tshuva are inseparable. So that's basically, I mean, you see in tshuva, on Hashem, chatasi is... Tefillah and tshuva are like two components of one entity. So that's what Rashi means over there. That it must be through tshuva and through tefillah. Okay.
Yeah, we have a couple more questions.
Okay.
The three things that we have that make us Yidden, Bashanim, Mila Fasadim, there's one more. Isn't that from the Avos? Isn't that Bris Avos?
That's not, yeah, look, there are certain Midos that we have, but Chus Avos is much more than that. Chus Avos means a genuine influence. Not just certain characteristics, certain latent traits that we have. I mean, yeah, a lot of things we have, but doesn't mean we have nothing from the Avos. That would be crazy to say that. But Chus Avos is a serious, that the influence of the Avos we are carrying in an amount, to a degree that's significant, a significant degree. Doesn't mean you just have certain good traits. Okay.
You have another question?
Our actions bring the others to the world. Bring the others to the eyes of the world.
But would any of this deal with people have, I think, with the misconcept of the Mishamashem and the Leah? It seems like this is all the opposite of that.
Yeah, the Mishamashem and the Leah, but the way it has it is through Tshuva, Mice, and Tovim, and through Tefillah.
People think that if they daven in front of the
Amid,
they're giving
the Neshama Aliyah. On the contrary, daven in front of the Amid should be in a low place. So you should give you the Neshama Yerida.
You have another question,
Rabbi?
Yes.
That's what I said.
Right. And secondly, the fact was that the elders themselves were ones that were mochav, the whole generation of the idolaters.
Right, you're absolutely right. Absolutely. 100%. That's the perfection of the elders. You're right. 100% right. I meant that. I may not have expressed it that clearly. But that's right. That's right. Yes?
According to the Mandama who says, Tachon Chos
Avos.
Yes. So are you saying that at that event that was also lost?
That was lost, yeah. That's right. By those people. By those... That's correct. That's why Tesis raised the question, how could you say that it was lost before when you see the later event that was Tachon Chazala?
Right.
That was Tesis Kashi.
Right.
Powerful question.
So at the end of the day, both guys agree that it was lost now.
Yes. Well, no. Not the rig. You mean the Rabbeinu Tam also?
Both nine Dalman and the Gemara.
No, but it's a Taisus question. Go through the Taisus, the read. But Taisus question is the same Rabbi Yochanan. So how could he say that Thomas Chosavos at a previous time and then later he has Tachon Chosavos? So that's why he says for the Tzaddikim it's never lost.
Rabbi?
Yes.
According to the read where you say, so to speak, it could be reawakened, Chosavos, Brisavos, you mean in terms of the klal, not in terms of individual tzaddikim who actually live a life like that?
No. I would say in terms of the klal. It has to be in terms of the klal, that they can bring it back, retrieve it, bring it back to the klal.
Right.
Any more questions? Debbie? You got a question? Debbie?
Yes.
According to the Sheet of Three, where it could be reawoken, so to speak.
What comes to my mind, I'll tell you, when I think about that, what comes to my mind is the Rambam's description of Avraham Avinu. That comes to mind. Because the way the Rambam wrote all about Avraham Avinu and Hilchos Avodah Zarah and how he lived and what he did, and it's what he did over there, what the Rambam did over there, is just like, as far as possible, bringing you back to Avraham Avinu. That's like Chosalos. That's what comes to my mind, I think of that. A recreation of Chosalos. Yes.
According to the Shita 3, that could be reawoken, so to speak. So, since we no longer have the influence of the Avos, in other words, I don't see the difference between the Chus Avos and the Bris Avos. If it's us who are reliving it, then really that's Bris Avos. Because Chus Avos, the way you define
it. Right now, it's nothing. Yeah, according to the everything, you can bring everything back. Bring back
the Chosavos, you would no longer under their influence. That's Chosavos.
That's what I just said. That means that a Chacham Gadol could still bring it back. And what comes to my mind is the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam gives the description of Avraham Avinu and his challenges and how he lived and what he did. That's like recreating the whole influence of Avraham Avinu. Through the Rambam's Chachma, he was able to do that. They were able to actually show you, or almost bring you up to the very personality of Avraham Avinu. His direct influence, as close as possible. That's what I mean by recreating.
Any more questions?
The system lends itself to that. The system lends itself to such a process. That's the last sheet.
Okay, Rabbi, we're done.
Okay.
Go on, Rabbi.
Were you taking the questions or not?
Okay.
But there's something somebody asked me, which is a good question. I don't know what it was. Remember after she had somebody asked me a question? I forgot what it was. It was a good point. Alright, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, but I can't remember that. Nobody remembers? Maybe Rabbi Wolf not. Rabbi Wolf? Yeah? There was a question after Shia that somebody asked. Do you remember? It was a good point. It was like an elaboration. It brought us to a little extra insight there. Remember what it was?
Was it Marshall's point?
No, not Marshall. Somebody else asked another. The Marshall's point, I think, was in the Shia. I just didn't elaborate on it.
Uh-huh.
There's another question.
Another favorite question?
I don't remember.
No, somebody take credit for it.
If you take credit for it, you have to give it.
That's right.
Okay, anybody? So anyways, I just wanted a couple of points I wanted to mention, and the thing is like this. One point is I really feel I think the Ramban justice in his position about whether the others kept mitzvahs or not. Because he says, what he says really is that pshuto shel mikra does not really indicate that the others kept the mitzvahs. Okay, so there, that's an important thing. Because most people immediately include the Ramban in the position that chazal pshuto kimashmo. That definitely is not true. And first of all, he holds that the pshuto shel mikra does not indicate they kept mitzvahs. That's what he says in the end. But he says he holds Misvara based on a sod of his that the Avos kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, they did not keep the mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. And Israel is Shtei Achios, so you see his position. My point was that we identify, the whole Klal Yisrael identifies with individuals. And that's a unique phenomenon. I mean, it's only because of the Yamita Satara that we identify with Avraham Avinu, even though Avraham Avinu didn't put on throne. He didn't have throne. So, because of the underlying ideas of Yahadis, the deep ideas of Yahadis as the perfection and the shlemus of Adam, that is the purpose of all the mitzvahs. Not that the mitzvahs are like a ritualistic club that one joins. Identification of the others is identification of individuals that didn't keep the mitzvahs. Okay, that's a very important concept. But I just wanted to correct myself on the Ramban. Ramban says further that pshuto shel mikra does not warrant that the others. He says on the pasuk, Ekev asher shomer Avraham b'kovei.
Right.
Okay, that's one thing I want to mention.
Yeah, it doesn't even say, he tries to say the Chazal meant that he extended the seven mitzvah of Noah.
Yeah, he has it, he said in the end, you mean. Yeah. In the end. He's the last chant where he says the pshuto shel mikra. Okay. So I just wanted to make that clear. The Ramban is not from those who hold that held that Avraham Avinu, that the others kept the holy mitzvah. I mean, I just wanted to make that clear. The Ramban is clear, and Ibn Ezra also. Ibn Ezra says as well that they didn't keep the mitzvah. Okay. But the important thing is, like I said, the important thing is that there's a certain emotional attitude that people want to insist on it. But that's based, they want to insist that the others kept the mitzvahs. They have to believe that. That is a corruption of Yahadis. The person shouldn't have any leanings in this area. This is for Chachmei Yisrael. I mean, if a person has leanings in this area, it shows you that he does not understand how to talk about. He has no idea what the mitzvah is. I want to make that point there. Okay. This is not a place for a person's tendencies. I mean, this is Chachma Kolokin. Now, the thing is that another thing I wanted to point out was what's happening? Okay. Another thing I wanted to point out, and I mean, this idea, is like the Rambam says in the Gemara Bochum, that the people that are chachamim will love it, and those people who are just guided by the shallow emotions will hate it. But that's the derech haTorah. That's the deal. Okay. Another point I wanted to mention was, you see, when Chazal say that the Bris Avos is lost, okay, Tama Bris Avos, right? And it's not just Chazal, it's the Pasuk. So you have to understand what it means. The question is, how is that possible? Because the Bris was given, in fact, and the Bris was given the Olam, so how could it be Tama Bris Avos, you see? But you have to understand what these ideas are. You see, these ideas, in other words, these haftachos, like Chazal say by Vayura Yaakov, that even though he had the haftacha, but still Vayura, we don't have any idea. Still Vayura, Hashem Yigram Achei. You have to understand what it means. Hashem Yigram Achei. What does it mean? Did God promise that it will happen? So then what do you mean Yigram Achei? He didn't promise, so there's no guarantee. But the haftacha would seem to be a guarantee. But the answer to that question, that's a question that baffles most people, but the answer to that question is There is no such thing as a guarantee. I mean, there's not no such thing. I mean, if people have bechira, and if people exercise their bechira in the wrong way, everything's lost. Otherwise, what's the whole concept of bechira? But the haftachos are the idea of haftachos are laws in Ashgach, laws of Ashgachas Hashem that are established in the universe, in the world. But of course, those are laws. They exist as laws, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws in the universe. They're realities. But it doesn't mean, because the reality exists, that people can't be so corrupt that they will be unrelated to that reality. That's not possible. It's not possible. Then there's no, but the Mechira doesn't play any role. So the Avtocha is only the lines of Hashgacha that exist in the natural law. But if the individuals don't warrant or are unrelated to those laws, then that's it. It's gone. That's the idea of the Tama Bris Abbas. See, even though it's a bris, and a bris is eternal, and a bris can't be broken, how can a bris can't be broken? How do you say Tama Bris Abbas? Yeah, the bris cannot be broken, but the bris is based on certain premises.
Well, yeah. No, he's not here. But nevertheless, we still have to line up with those laws. Michelle, it's similar to the idea of haftacha, that the individual has to line up with it.
Yeah, the individual has to relate to it. If the individuals are corrupt, it's not going to help the nation. And people have free will, so Kadosh Baruch Hu has free will. So that's it. It's possible to lose everything. That's the otherwise we wouldn't be concerned. I mean, people just haftacha. Haftachas are nothing. It's just the people are unrelated to it. I mean, it's haftacha, yes. It's a wonderful haftacha, and haftacha exists in reality. It's Maaseh Hashem, but you have to relate to it. If you don't relate to it, it's worthless. I mean, you have to understand these things on a little higher level than when you're it's just great. Okay. The other point I want to mention is like this, that the idea of bris avos, which means that Klal Yisrael reflect the bris dein absarim and the bris birkas avram, the bris to the avos, that idea is not a social societal phenomenon. It doesn't mean that if the other nations look at us as B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, because that they do. You see, the concept is we can only reflect Bris Avos if Klapei Shmaya Galya, if in reality we live in a way that reflects the Avos. You understand? It's not totally in what the Umos HaOlam think. It's totally in the reality of our existence. In other words, if our existence is an existence that's related to the way the Avos, it's related to the way the Avos lived, then there's Bris Avos. You follow? But if our existence is unrelated, so it doesn't matter what other people think, we don't reflect the Bris Avos anymore. In other words, if we live stupidly, if we're sichron, if we're fools, so then you can't say this is we reflect Bris Avos. It's the exact opposite lifestyle of the Avos. You follow? So Bris Avos is a reality in terms of our way of life, of our Derech HaChaim. If our Derech HaChaim is corrupt, it can't be. We have no chance to Bris Avos. It doesn't matter what people think. That's just another point I want to mention. Okay. All right. So, in other words, again, I mean, even though people will think that it's related to the others, it doesn't do any good. I mean, if in reality it's not there, it's worthless. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Then what's the difference between bris avos and chutz avos?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's two different things. In other words, you're trying to get this point across. Let me try once more. Chutz avos means, like I said yesterday, like if you want to help a person, you say, I don't know you, but I know your father. Your father is a big tzaddik and a virtuous person, and therefore you must have virtue. Okay, I don't know how you exercise your bashir, but I assume if you simply like a normal person, you would have more virtue than the average individual. So you partake of virtue. Okay, that's chusavos. Chusavos means the virtue which an individual has, which is not a result of his own bashir. It's something which he was placed in a situation where he absorbed virtue. Okay? Now, that's what I mentioned yesterday. That's chus avos. Bris avos is that you may not have any virtue. You may not have any virtue from the situation that you found yourself in. Okay? But your way of life reflects who you are a descendant of. Okay? So your way of life reflects bris avos. You understand what I'm saying? That's a separate thing. These are two different ideas. Okay? You follow? Do I have to clarify further, or is it clear?
Really, but that's without having virtue? That it reflects that?
Oh, it can't be without having virtue. That's what I'm telling you. It cannot be without having virtue. So I'm trying to make this point clear. Without virtue, there's zero. Can't, there's nothing.
But in the second case, the virtue is coming from your Derech HaChayim.
Yeah, you are virtuous.
Right.
But you don't have this chus avos. You don't have the virtue of the avos. You've lost a lot of, you're missing a lot of virtue. A person exercises on bechir. A person, let's say for instance, a person was, let me try, just give me a second. Let's say for instance, let's take a person in learning, okay? So if a person learned by a good Rebbe, so he's kind of rove chachmaso from that Rebbe, so the chachma that he attained from his own, you understand, from his own work, okay, is maybe small compared to the chachma that he gained from his Rebbe. Alright? If you look at the total individual, it could be that most of his chachma is from his Rebbe, and of course he's a chacham, so therefore he's most of chachma, correct? But in the sum totality of the picture, most of the chachma is from his Rebbe. It could be that way. It could be, it doesn't have to be that way. It could be he gained certain chachma from his Rebbe, he gained the basis, and he was most of chachma to such a tremendous degree that most of the chachma is his. Possible also. Okay? Possibility. But at any rate, the point is that when you consider the individual, alright, so you have to break his chachma down into two components. You might say inherited chachma and acquired chachma. Okay, you follow? Now it could be sometimes that a person doesn't have any inherited chachma. He wasn't fortunate. He didn't receive it. Doesn't mean he has no chachma. He could still have chachma on his own, but that chachma would be very limited normally because he'd be missing a tremendous gap. I mean, he'd be missing having a rav, having a rebbe. But it doesn't mean that he has no chachma. Okay. He could still, you might even say he could live as a chacham. You understand? It depends on the person. You follow what I mean? But in ordinary circumstances, I mean, these factors and these elements, are tied up together. Okay? But it could be, you could separate one of them out. You could say the guy does not have, he has to have something, he can't have nothing. But I can't imagine a chacham from nowhere. I mean, it has to start from somewhere. But let's look at it just generally. Say, well, this individual doesn't have his chus avos and learning. That would mean to say he didn't have a good rebbe, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't have any chacham at all. He has some chacham. Okay? So, taking that as a muscle, okay? The same thing over here is true with regard to perfection, with regard to the life of God. That chus avos means that our perfection is the perfection that we receive from the influence of the other. We didn't lose that influence, okay? So therefore, we're made up. Our perfection is made up to a large extent, perhaps the greatest extent, from the other. I mean, without a doubt, that's how it has to be. Because in this area, it's got to be that way. You understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking loosely, but I'm just trying to get the idea across. Okay? Don't hold me to every word. But it's possible to lose that great yirusha of the avos, of tzchusei avos. But it doesn't mean you're not living like a chacham. Yes, it's, you know, you're grappling on your own. I mean, like a person who doesn't have a rav, and he still is, he has some chachmah. You can't say a person who doesn't have a rav is a kipesh necessarily, because he could still be a chacham. But he'd be missing a tremendous amount. On his own, how much could he accomplish? Okay, he still could be a chacham. If he's still a chacham, so then he can reflect the others. Okay? If he lives with their chachma, even though he didn't have the advantage of tzchus avos, he still could reflect bris avos. That's the concept. You understand? It's two different ideas. So tzchus avos is certainly bris avos, but bris avos is not necessarily tzchus avos. Okay? That's the way it works. Tzchus avos has to be bris avos. Because tzchus avos means that we're living a life which we gain, we have the knowledge of the avos. And we're living on that level. We have the tzchus avos. But bris avos, of course. But you cannot bris avos without tzchus avos, which means we lost most of it. But we're still living, because of the system of Torah, we're still living in a derech which can reflect the avos. Okay? That's bris avos. Okay, I would say like the Rambam says in his introduction to the Yisodei HaTorah in Sanhedrin, where he says that ki chachmaschem v'nachem leini amin, that's the mark of Klal Yisrael. He says, but when you go away from that, you say it's rakam sochol v'tipesh agayazeh. So if it's sochol v'tipesh, there's nothing. That's not right. How do you reflect the others? If the arm is a tipshin, it's the exact opposite derech achayim of the others. Okay, then you can't even reflect the others. But if you live the derech chachma, so you could reflect the others, the bris others is still there, and that bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill because of the bris others. So that's the tzchus that we have. You understand? That, in other words, that we're a part of that bris. But that doesn't necessarily mean we have the higher level. The higher level means that we, our derech hachayim, is on a level where what we have is we have from the others. The main essence of our perfection filtered down from the others. Now, whether this is so or not is not a stark question. It's a question only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer. Alright? That's not a question that we can answer. It's a question of an evaluation of our level of existence. Okay?
Ready?
Yes.
So would you say that although there's in terms of the machlokes, whether it can be reinstated,
and then you need a left shot. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to hold on a second with that.
No, this one, no. Is that only by Chris Avos that some people would, let's say Rashi would deny Chris Avos to be reinstated? But Chris Avos should be able to be reinstated. Because that has nothing to do with the tie to the other.
The Rashi doesn't seem to hold that way.
Right.
No, Rashi and the Ramban are all Tama Brisavos.
Uh-huh.
It seems from Ramban, well, Ramban doesn't say Brisavos, but the Rashi says clearly Brisavos is Tama.
Right. So why should that not be able to be reinstated?
You mean the last chat in Taisus?
Yeah.
So you're asking, your question is, how does Rashi answer the last chat in Taisus?
Regarding Brisavos.
That's a good question. Your question is, why the last Taisus in Taisus, you like so much, you want to understand how Rashi would answer that.
Okay, well, hold on to that.
It's a separate
thing. Well, only for, I see in front of the Chris Rava can be reinstated. But my question is in terms of Chris Rava.
Okay, hold on. Well, don't forget the question. We'll take it up later. But first, I want to go through the tasters a little better. Okay?
Ready?
Yeah.
We spoke a number of times about the national characteristics of the Am Yisrael. So, Baishan and Rahman and Baishan, is that part of the Schus Avos?
No. That's a very basic point. That's just characteristics. I mentioned it yesterday. That is not Schus Avos, it's not Bris Avos. Certain basic characteristics. That's a separate thing. If a person doesn't have those characteristics, so then it's ain't royally dabei bom. Not only that, but we're choshesh, he's not even the individual, he's not mizera avah. The chazalah. I mean, you're not allowed to marry him. It's a psul gof. It's a defect, a complete defect. The way Chazal talk about the Rishonim, it's like it's almost also to it's not a technical issue, but it's almost also to marry, intermarry. Okay. All right. Now that's a separate thing. Okay. Now the shiur I gave yesterday. I mean, it was very I would say we made some breakthroughs, but. In my opinion, I think it's like we have to refine a little bit. But let's take the second part, the Bris Avos part. In cases, in the Re, what I did was I just put the Re and the last part of Tasis together. But the Re is a little different. The Re, when you look into the Re, the last part of Tasis is different than the Re. What we said yesterday was that somebody could bring back this Bris Avos, which is the last part of Tasis. And that I mentioned, that's what I wanted to make sure. That I mentioned that the like the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, where the Rambam gives a portrayal of Avraham Avinu in that halacha over there, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, that to me is what the last part of Tasis said. That it's possible because of the system to bring back a great chacham, can bring back before us the whole life of Avraham Avinu, and therefore it's as if we learn from Avraham himself. That's Chus Avos. That's Chus Avos. That's the last sheet. That a great chacham can come and bring back these Chus Avos. Now again, it's not a question of can it be done or not. You see, there's no question that a great chacham like the Rambam did that when he portrayed the life of Avraham. But the question is, klapei shmaya galya, is that considered Chus Avos? See, these questions can't be answered. These are not questions that, these are points that we can understand the elements, but what our status is, we can't know. That's klapei shmaya galya. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But that's what we're discussing here. Now, that's why you have to have Sukkim and you have to have Divrei Nevi'im to determine these things. The ideas we can understand. But does that mean that is really Chus Avos? Or no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands more for it to be considered Chus Avos. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to understand what it revolves around here. Okay? There's one thing to understand the idea. But what our status is, we can't say. That's only a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Diana MS, and only he knows. Okay? But the idea we can understand. Alright? So that's why, you shouldn't try to go into the question of does it exist in reality or not. Because you can't know. Only a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows. But the idea of what we're talking about, the elements, we can understand. Okay? Now, that's the idea of the last part of Tasis, that it could be brought back. Like I mentioned, the example of the Rambam. Okay. But the Re says something different.
Hey, by the way, Rebbe, that would make sense why the Gemara brings the Sukkim to try from Navi to show you where Thomas Chus Avos.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We can't, what our status is, only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So result that a Chacham can come and bring back a Shkosaurus. And Shkosaurus is never lost. Okay. But the really kind of, you know, I mean, yesterday, quickly, kind of like threw the re in with the last part of Tatius. But the re is a little different. Not the same as the last part of Tatius. The Tatius is quoting from Vayikra Rabba. Okay? All right. As a matter of fact, it's not the same. Yeah, okay. But of course, the re is, you see, as a matter of fact, the re before says that the Vayikra Rabba diek me'ad atah to the Pirush of the countries. Okay? So you see, the Vayikra Rabba is mashmah that it's Tomas Chosava. But then he then takes his quote in the Shiloh Vayikra Rabba that Lolam Chosava is Kayemis. Sounds like a Tati of Sasha. It's not a Tati of Sasha because, like we said yesterday, it means it's Tomah, the way it is now, but it could be brought back. That's Tatius quoting the Vayikra Rabba. Okay. But the re had a different shot, you see? So let's take the re inside just to see what he's saying, okay? The re knew of the low twiggy Shmuel Rabbi Yechon. Okay, because Shmuel said Tomos Chosavos, right? And Rabbi Yechon said Tachons Chosavos, okay? So the re says it's not a machlek. In other words, the Gemara is trying to answer what the tough is. Maishna tough, okay? So the Gemara, so ma machada. Shmuel said Tomos Chosavos, that the tough stands for Tomos Chosavos, and Rabbi Yechonin said the tough stands for Tachon Chosavos. So what they're talking about is the two toughs. One tough was on the head of the tzaddik, the black tough, and then the red tough was on the head of the Rasha. Okay? So the tough on the head of the Rasha said Tomos Chosavos. Okay? The tough on the tzaddik says no, Tachon Chosavos. Okay? That's what the rule says. The rule is lo pligi shmur vadechon. Now a shmur kama, the rishoyin tama. Ava le tzadikim lo tama. Okay? Ube tzadikim ayru vadechon. Now Tatius, okay, so what's the concept? What is the idea? I mean, let's just get the facts from Tatius. Tatius tries to prove. Hey da. The Rav Yochanan on the Samach, the Mimei Shizkiya, Thomas Chosava. That after Shizkiya, after the time of Shizkiya, like I said, Shizkiya was the last opportunity for Mashiach that would be tied to the Chosava. Okay, the Mimei Shizkiya, Thomas Chosava. V'ocha ka'oma da'af b'shar Shchurban, because in the time of Yecheskel, the Basar Hachi Tachon Chosava. So how is that possible? Okay? So that's why he wants to say, if it's Adikim, it's always possible, it's Tachon Chosavos, that would mean that the tough that would save those people, the tough of Yecheskel, that would save those people, the tough would be, then not that they would be saved by themselves, but they would be saved because they partake of Chosavos. Okay, that's tough, Tachon Chosavos. And the tough of the Russia, why would he be destroyed? Because Thomas Chosavos. And once Chosavos is gone, that's it. Okay? Then that means destruction for those, for Kar Yisrael. Okay? So, but now the Re has an interesting thing. I mean, it's not that simple, the Re. So the Re brings Uriah. Why? Because it's the same Rabbi Yochanan that says Thomas Chosavos. But, I mean, Tom, sorry, Tom Yechanan says, Tachons Chosavos, he's the same Rabbi Yechanan that said what? Tomos Chosavos. He says Tomos Chosavos when? In the time of Chizkiyo, right? Okay. So, yeah, but let me ask you a question. Yeah, where does he derive this from? He derives it from, which pasuk? Which seven? Let me say Thomas Chosavos. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Mimei Chizkiya, why? Lamabe Amisra, Lashalom and Kate. Okay, then he goes to the rest of the Pasuk. Me'ata v'adolam, kines ha'rashim tzvokos tasses us. Okay, so what does that mean? So that means that Thomas Chosavos. Okay, so let me explain. So what does it mean by Yecheskel, the Tzadikim is Tachon Chosavos? I mean, isn't that a contradiction? Isn't that a contradiction? I mean, is it Tama or is it Tachan? I mean, you can't have it both ways. Does he want to say that Tzaddikim it still exists? Okay, so then how come the Pasuk says it's gone? Why is Pasuk Me'atav Adolam, Kines Hashem Tzvaka, Stas is us? It shouldn't say that, because the Tzaddikim still have Tzchusava. You understand what I'm saying? The re is not that simple. The re introduces another problem. I mean, so what's the Pasuk saying? How do you explain it? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But what the re is saying is like this. See, the re is saying that it's Tumas Chusavos insofar as the Klal is concerned. You see, there's two Chusavos according to the re. According to the re, there's Chusavos. There's Chusavos insofar as the Klal is concerned. And that, because of the Rishoyim Shebohem, so the Chusavos doesn't help. Okay? Because that's the Pasuk. Okay, Me'atav Adolam, Kines Ad Hashem Tzvakos, Tas Ad Us. Alright? That's the puzzle. But now the problem is, so what does he mean, so what is the Tzaddikim Shabbat? What is Tachon Chusavos? Right? You understand the problem? In the Re is not so simple. The Re is very difficult. Because the Pasuk says, Me'atav Adolam, that is for all eternity. Kines Hashem Tzvakos Tasez Us. So it means that the Chusavos is not going to help you anymore for the Klal. Okay? So what does he mean that the Chusavos for the Tzaddikim is still there? So what do I care if it's there? It's not doing any good. Because Me'atav Adolam Kines Hashem Tzvakos Tasez Us. You understand the question? Okay. So, what the Re means is like this. What the Re means is like this. See, the Re is not that simple. What the Re means is like this. The Re means that insofar as the Klal is concerned, that's true. It's Thomas Kosovos. What happened is, but now, does that mean that there's no Chusavos that exists at all in Klal Yisrael? The answer is yes, it does exist. It does exist in Klal Yisrael. Where does it exist? It exists still among the few Tzaddikim. That's the idea of Tachon Chusavos. It exists still among the few Tzaddikim. So it means to say that you cannot, and he says, and that's why we're Mazkir Chusavos. It means it's true that insofar as the fate of the entire Kohol is concerned, the Chusavos is gone. It's Tama. It's Tama Chusavos. But it does not mean that the Chusavos does not exist in Klal Yisrael still. But now it's isolated to the Tzaddikim Shabbat. It's isolated among the Tzaddikim Shabbat. So that's what Taisha says. That gives you a right to be Mazkir Chusavos. You can be Mazkir. You can't be Mazkir Chusavos if it ceases to exist. But if it exists, in a microcosmic form in the cloud, that's a certain Kedusha Sakal. The Kol still has a certain Kedusha, because Tzaddikim Shebah still partake of Chusavos. So that's why you have a right to be Mazkir. Not in the sense before that the Chusavos create certain lines of Ashgacha that are guaranteed. That we don't have anymore. But do we have any kind of Chus? Insofar, does Chusavos exist in the Kol to a certain degree? Is it still existing there? Yes. If it's still existing there, so then it is definitely a Chus of Klal Yisrael. That's a different idea. So you can be Maskir at the Tzilah, in the Derech the week, there's two concepts in Schosavos. There's the full Schosavos, which carries with it the guarantees of the Ashgacha, okay? That's gone. Because the Pasuk says, Me'atav Adolam, Kinefer Hashem Tzvokos Tasez Os. And that's it. So therefore the only lines of Ashgacha now is Kinas Hashem Tzvokos. That's a different kind of Ashgacha, different type of Ashgacha, okay? So the Ashgacha is not based anymore on Schosavos for Klal Yisrael. But since Schosavos exists in Tzadikim Shabbat, which means that Tzadikim really are partaking of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, of the Avos, so that is a Schos HaKal. That's a Schos. That's like by Avram Avinu. And Ya'ula Yesh Hamishim Tzadikim B'Soch HaYir. So it's a certain Schos.
Is that Schos in terms of Tzavi Onesh?
What do you mean? So,
yeah, as Rama says, you measure the Tzuyos against the,
Correct, absolutely, absolutely, right. Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be masked in Shula.
Right.
It's a schus.
It's not in terms of the guarantee.
But not in terms of the lines of the Ashgacha, the laws of the Ashgacha. So, but it still is a schus hakal. It's just, so that's why it can be masked in Shula. That's the root answer. It's a very beautiful answer. Very nice answer. What he's saying is that there's chus avos, which brings with it the whole ashgachas chus avos leklal Yisrael. That we don't have anymore. That's the pasuk says me'atav ad olam gone. But when we mispalel for the call, the chus avos still exists in tzaddikim shabbat because they live a derech achayim that they received the Yerusha from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and therefore they have that good. So therefore there is a schus. They partake of it fully. You see, that's tachon schusavos. They partake of it fully. But in terms of the kol, it is now just a schus. It's just a schus hakol. The schus. So that's a schus. So it's a concept of a schus. That's what the Re says. The Re holds that the schus avos was converted. Now it's not anymore something that invokes the laws of the Ashgach, but it's something which is a schus that has been spalled in the tefillah for. That's the Re's pshat. Okay? So basically, you have in Teishvitz, you have three pshatim. The Rabbeinu Tam, that Bris Avos is still there, even though we don't have Schus Avos. Then you have the Re, that Schus Avos is still a reality, but not in the full sense of, bringing into existence the laws of Ashgacha, of Schus Avos, but it's simply a Schus HaKal. And then you have the last shot from Vayikra Rabbah, which is that the Schus Avos can be reinstated to Chachmei Yisrael that could bring back the lives of the Avos through the Torah, and that's enough, the Einei Hashem, to be considered Chos Avos. Okay. That's the text. Alright, now any questions? Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's right. The Kohol doesn't have Chos Avos anymore, because the Kohol has gone too far away. The call is a stupid call. The call has gone away. So they don't have schosavos. But tzaddikim shabbat, no, they do have. Because they live a different kind of life, and they live a life of the others. They're living life of the others. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could judge. We don't know. We have no idea. We don't know. This is Mishpat Hashem, and we don't know. How we stand, we don't know. We don't know.
Rabbi?
Yes.
How did the Tzadikim get this Kosovo?
No, I don't understand the question. They get it from the Yerusha. They get it from the Masorah.
So they'll agree with
that. From Tanir.
Right, so they'll agree with the third position, that they get it from the Chachmei
question about what Chosovas means
altogether. I don't understand the question. People have a hard time with, I imagine, I don't know what exactly it is, but maybe they're having difficulty understanding what it means that we don't understand Mishpat Hashem. I mean, maybe that's what's bothering you. But Mishpat Hashem is not a simple matter. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says they shouldn't charge us for this one. What's wrong? Is it just this?
I don't know. You didn't catch anything on
the question. Oh, the question I didn't understand, right?
Yeah, because I think it's the difficulty that...
Well, let me just read the Rambam, okay? Maybe this will help you. Maybe it'll tell me. The Rambam says, Rambam Gimel Shiva Lacha Beis. Yes, he says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu weighs the person's zechuyos, can I get his averus, okay? So the Rambam says, v'shikul zeh, eino l'fi minyan ha-zechuyos avonos, al l'fi godro, yes, chusri, can I get kam avonos, v'yesh oven, can I get kam ha-zechuyos. And then the Rambam adds, v'ein shokun elo b'daito shel keel deos, v'hu ha-yodeya, heyoch orchin ha-zechuyos, can I get avonos. No one, people think they know, but they don't, and it's just stupidity. So the only one that knows is the Kael Deos. Hu ha-yodeya heyoch orchin ha-zechuyos k'neged avonos. That's the same thing over here. You have to always keep that in mind. When we say zechus avos, we could say that we live a life that we receive from the avos. Yeah, to a certain degree, it's definitely true. But is that... That's what the Kael Deos, Lifnei Kael Deos, is that true? That's not the same thing as, is it true to us? Is it true to us? You sure? B'nei Avraham Yisrael Yaakov? We definitely have the Yerusha from Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. But do we have, is there a quantity there that the Kael Deos considers significant? That we don't know. That we have to make recourse to the Pesukim and to Divrei Nevuah, and then the Rishonim argue as to what exactly that means. So you have to keep that in mind all the time, okay? Now, Howie, what do you want to add something?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, let's say, I think that was some of the confusion. Some of the confusion was that people are getting confused with the idea that one thing is how the tzaddikim live their lives, and the other issue is, how does that factor into the categories of Schus and Bris Avos?
That's right. That's why I gave you the example of a guy that knows how to learn Torah. I gave you that example. A guy could be a Chacham in Torah, but if he didn't have a Rebbe, so he's missing the whole approach. You say, yeah, but does he know nothing? No, he learns. So he can't say he's not learning. If he's an intelligent fellow, he's participating in Chachmah, but it's not... He is not the same as a guy that has a Derech HaLimud and he's learning. It's a different world. But he's also learning. Understand? And then you can have a person that absorbs a tremendous... Hello? Yeah.
Hello.
Person that absorbs a tremendous amount of Chachmah from his Rebbe, and he's Moses Ma'at. But that's a different type of individual. They got an individual's Moses more than the Chachmah of his Rebbe. I mean, these are all variables. But you understand that over here we're dealing with an objective, over there you're dealing with a specific of learning. Over here we're dealing with perfection. And perfection is kravos lamakom. And that's the only one that could measure that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so do we have from you? Of course we have from you. It'd be absurd to say we don't, of course. But are we on a level that our lives reflect the Mesorah from the other? That's a different question. That's a completely different question. We can't know that. Okay? That's totally in the Divrei Nevuah and how you interpret the Divrei Nevuah through the Rishonim. But those are the ideas. I mean, it should be, I hope I cleared it up a little bit. I mean, it should be clear. It's a difficult area. It's not easy. It's a very difficult area. Okay. Any questions?
Question concerning the first part of the Agadah, when they were not Moche, so...
Yes. Okay,
the question is, we understand the seriousness of someone who takes it from a political perspective, not in terms of the profession they sell. Why does the Agadita go to the extent of saying first it was Mida Tova and then Chazer Lerah? Is it more than just showing the seriousness of the mistake? But why originally Mida Tova and then Lerah?
Okay. I want to go into that but I think what we did yesterday was the two certain months. But I'd like to immediately go through a story. I want to make that clear. We get to a story, but because there's a realm over here that this is a component of, and that's the mitzvah of Chayach Zafir. Comes under Chayach Zafir. So you really can't get a full, exact, precise picture unless you go into the mitzvah of Chayach Zafir. And I'd like to do that. But the one thing that we said yesterday was that the idea that in this mitzvah, the whole perfection of the personality is at stake. Okay, that idea is the idea that Chazal are expressing in this whole metaphor, and which is an interpretation of the giving of voice. Okay, the metaphor that is the dialogue, the metaphorical dialogue, which is an interpretation of the giving of voice of the text. And what they're showing you is, that's exactly what they're showing you, that it's a Mida Tova, but you never found a Mida Tova Nefach Lerah. Because over here, the Mida Tova is completely lost. The Mida Tova is based on something. It's based on certain, the Mida Tova is based on certain virtues that the individual knows, or the crowd knows. Okay, that's the Mida Tova. Now, ordinarily, the Mida Tova is not Nefach Lerah, because those knows he has. Okay? But over here, what it's saying is that the Mida Tova, the very merits that they had, became in jeopardy and were lost. And that was the idea I mentioned yesterday. That an individual, just because he rises or goes in the Mida Tova, it does not mean that in the next endeavor, the next challenge, he could fail and be worse than he was before. Just as I mentioned, the Mida Tova, she lost it. It's not like, perfection is not like going up steps. Most people think of it that way. They think of it as going up steps. Okay, now I'm step 10, so I definitely passed step 4, and now I just keep going. It doesn't work that way with the soul. The soul can encounter an instance of the era where everything's at stake, and if they don't come out of it properly, they don't execute the Bechira properly, they could lose everything. Okay? You see, Chazal say that Tamachacham Shasar. Tamachacham Shasar. They look at your phenomenon. He's a great Tamachacham, and that's it. He went away to Hadley Ola. They look at your phenomenon. As that possible, it's possible. It's possible. It's not like going up steps on a ladder. Every step is a different encounter to the soul. And there are certain encounters and certain challenges that the soul would never meet on step one. Okay? So if the person is missing it all on a death step, the soul would partake of a certain perfection. But the challenge that he meets on step 10 can undo it. So that's exactly what Chazal said. That this Mida Tova, the Mida Tova, but since they weren't Mocha, that's how long they said this is what I was saying. Yep, they're up on step 10, you got it. But they may be up on step 10, but now they encounter a certain situation where because they recoiled from being Mocha, so they lost everything. Because what happened was, in that challenge, they had to weigh the emotional need for acceptance against the value of the book. And if they make a mistake over there, if they execute the Bashir improperly in that instance, then they go over to that side of the emotion and everything is lost. Because that's what Chazal are depicting. That's exactly what they're saying. That's what we said yesterday. That the idea that over here is not a simple matter. It's true, it might be considered exaggerated expression. It might be considered a small thing, a small mixture. It wasn't. No, Chazal are saying there's something very deeply that the failure to be mocha is not just you failed politically, your whole perfection was completely lost. Okay? Completely undone. Okay? That is true, and that's not only a limit for here, but that's what I want to point out. I mean, I want to put it right off the point out. It's a limit in general. Certain people, if they wouldn't have advanced to a certain greater challenge, they may have partaken of the good to a smaller degree. But the advance can bring a person to a level where they're completely lost. That's what Chazal means on Hedges, by Menashe. And when they spoke the auditory of Menashe, the one of the Amorayim,
that's the way it works. I mean, that's the, it's not a simple formula.
Not a simple matter. Not a simple matter. It's very deep and it's very intricate and it's, and every step is a different concept. The soul is a different kind of an entity than anything else. And you can't, it doesn't operate with the same will. It doesn't operate with the same will. Different kind of an entity. But the idea that the Baruch is down to living with has a different idea, has a different concept. That means that the closer to the Baruch Hu, Eitz Asher Yehav Hashem Yehav. That there's Zochet in the Chochot that an ordinary person doesn't think he doesn't work. I mean, he may be happy, he doesn't have it, but he looks at it as a kind of a family, and he's sick, and it's true, he's sick. But it's not a difference. Only from his position, he thinks it's a good thing. And he looks at the Sadduk as the Sadduk is his unfortunate. But the Sadduk is really a fortunate one, and on his level, he understands it. And on his level, there's a perfection of the soul that's taking place, which the ordinary person doesn't even know what it is. There's no concept of what's going on. But that's a different kind of a thing for Sadduk. A different kind of a thing. The Sadduk is an ordinary person. That's a different kind. Okay. Alright, so I'll tell you what. What I'd like to do is, I think you would need the main idea here. What I'd like to do is, the area to go back, and what we said yesterday, like I said, was, that certain inroads into the faith. But if you really want to understand the Seraph Kashiach, and you want to understand how it fits, under the Seraph Kashiach, it's not a simple matter. What I would suggest that you do is take a look at the Seraph Kashiach on the midst of Seraph Kashiach. And you'll see, the Minchashina says, I don't know, somebody ought to call the father. Yes, I just mentioned that the Yeshiva, Mechashina says, Ron Eric Chishin Yin Ra. So, what I would suggest is, there's a few Gemara's. There's a Gemara in, the beginning of from Daf Lama Damarala. And that's the moral over there before. Take a look at the Ram also. The Ram is over there. There's an interesting mutuation from the Gemara in the Gemara among the Bumps. Among the Bumps says the opposite. That a person that Tishem Shemitza Loma Gavashim Mishma, Tach Mitza Shalom Loma Gavashim Lomish. And of course, the prophet in Mishra. Al Tochach Wait Tim Mishnaika. Tochach Lachacham Vyar Beka. So, there's not a lot of Bimachiach alone. So the area is not a simple area. We went into it yesterday with Mikashi Shem Ayim and Kiki, but that's more difficult than it is on the test. Not so simple. But if you want to do justice, you have to do the source. So I would suggest that you go through those Gemaras,